This is the first of three sessions on booking albergues and other accommodations on the Camino Frances. In part one, we'll talk about the different types of accommodations, which places accept reservations, when to book, and how to find places to stay. In part two, we'll talk about how to make reservations using Booking.com and the Booking app. In part three, we'll look at how to make reservations directly with the albergue or other property, how to overcome the language barrier, confirming your reservations, how to reserve for your first few days on the trail, and what to do if you don't want to make your reservations yourself. Let's jump right in, starting with the different types of accommodations. Pilgrims walking the Camino Frances have many different types of accommodations to choose from. You will find a wide range of prices, from around 7 euros a night on the low end for the municipal and church-run albergues, to over 200 euros a night for upscale hotels in the larger cities. And you will find everything in between. If you have traveled before, you would already know what a hotel or guest house is, but you may not be familiar with some of the other types of accommodations available on the Camino. Here is a short summary. Albergue is the Spanish word for hostel. Hostels provide shared dorm rooms where pilgrims share sleeping and bathroom space with anywhere from 2 to 100 people in the same room. Some albergues also offer private rooms, and many have kitchen facilities pilgrims can use to prepare their meals. Albergues fall into several categories. For example, municipal albergues, which are operated by the local municipality, parochial albergues, which are run by churches, and private albergues, which are owned and operated by individuals or families. Anyone can stay at a private albergue, but only pilgrims on the road to Santiago are allowed to stay at the municipal and parochial albergues. There are many types of properties that offer private rooms, including, for example, pensiones and hostales. An hostal is a small hotel, and it's spelled H-O-S-T-A-L. You can even rent an entire apartment for a night on the Camino. For a full discussion of the different types of accommodations on the Camino, please refer to the You on the Camino de Santiago podcast, Season 1, Episode 14. Which places accept reservations? First-time pilgrims often wonder if they can or should make reservations for the places they will stay on the Camino. In the session called Planning Your Camino Itinerary Part 2, we looked at why you might book in advance. Now, let's look at where you can and cannot make reservations. As mentioned a moment ago, there are several types of albergues. Some can be booked in advance, and some cannot. The ones that cannot be booked in advance are the municipal and church-run or parochial albergues, and any albergue that offers beds based on a donation or donativo. With those albergues, pilgrims simply go directly.